from Big Finish Productions. Doctor Who, The Eighth Doctor and Charlotte Pollard, Series 1.
Memoirs of an Edwardian Adventuress by Charlotte E. Pollard, Chapter 1. Candy floss clouds scattered as the mighty dirigible soared into the black night sky.
Raise your glasses, gentlemen. I give you the R101.
The R101.
Ah, Frayling, over here, man, over here.
Maybe they wouldn't be singing our praises, Lord Tamworth, if they knew that this ship hadn't completed its trial.
Shh, shh, shh. Not having this, not again. Safe as houses.
On paper, sir, on paper.
Incredible. A time ship crashing. And again. And again.
I watched as the full moon shimmered into view, casting silver rays about the cabin when...
Oh no, Vortizors swarming to pick over the debris. Get away from there, you vultures! Leave that wreck in peace!
I need you, Frayling. The Prime Minister needs you. Your king and your country need you to be stout, dependable, and strong.
It's just like I say, if I remember my Earth history correctly, the R101 airship took to the skies for her maiden voyage to India early in October 1930.
Yes, and?
And crashed in flames in France during a storm in the early hours of the next morning, killing everyone aboard.
This is better than I'd hoped for. Can't see any damage. I bet the weapons systems are in perfect condition. Those squaddies in the ride will give anything for high-class equipment. We are going to make a killing.
Doctor! Doctor! Where are you? It's gone again.
No luck, then. I thought for a moment you were going to cry out for help.
Oh, how can you be so annoying?
Anyone hear that?
Negative. What have you got, Kelsey?
Something that sounds not nice.
What's that?
What?
Stay where you are, Doctor.
You saw something?
Yes. Yes, something moving on the deck. Over there.
Doctor?
It's gone now.
Has my revival been delayed?
Look at the state of this place. It's all seen better days. I'd be ashamed to have carpets like this. No wonder it's deserted.
You don't think that she could save us?
I do not think anything could save us, Your Grace.
Just as well. Salvation is, I think, such a dull and worthy concept.
The distant sound of ceremonials. I wonder if they're into sacrifice as well. They usually are at that time.
Together at last, I am here, my lord.
Where have they gone? My guests, my people, they have fled.
I can't blame them, really, Your Grace.
No matter. I must find the portrait.
I am here, my lord.
How often you've called us amphibians, toads, fish people. Yet none of you suspected the truth.
Which is?
The legends of Gallifrey speak of a world where everything is horror. Horror and pain. A world from where there is no escape. From the creatures who crawl on the crust of the land. Of the lost and the hopeless and the broken and the doomed.
Strange chap, that one. If it's all right, I may pop back again tomorrow to check up on him. Fellow interests me.
No problem, Mr. Lethbridge Stewart. Tomorrow, any time.
The legends of Gallifrey speak of a world, and the name of the world they speak of is Hell. Hell is where I have come to at last. And there can be no escape. And so I cannot escape my own hell.
You're a bit of a sad case, aren't you?
No!
Stand back, you fool! You'll be killed too!
Down it!
Big Finish. for the love of stories.